The Supreme Court is expected to issue its ruling on the Affordable Care Act today. Portions of the law have become active, but full implementation would not occur until 2014. How has the item been received by the healthcare industry, and what components of the law concerns them if the law were to be wholly upheld? Joining me by phone at this time is Lewis Bremer, CEO of St. Francis Medical Center. Mr. Bremer, thank you for your time this morning. Can you tell us a little bit about the implementation that has gone on in facilities like St. Francis as far as implementing some of the mandates of the Affordable Care Act?
Well, a lot of it at this point in time is such that it doesn't, for certain provisions of the Affordable Care Act, for the most part, don't kick in until the year 2014. What we are trying to do, I guess, is position ourselves so that once the various provisions do kick in, we will be able to respond to them. You know, for example, there are subsequently going to be some reimbursement cuts that come out of this, and we're trying to look at our organization, try and figure out, you know, for example, how do we reduce our cost so that we can respond to those reimbursement cuts. There are some other things that we, just like many other employers, have already done. For example, the provision extending health insurance coverage to children up to the age of 26. You know, we did that. Then the other thing that's out there that has probably affected us the most at this point has been a determination by the Medicare folks, CMS or HHS actually, that there's a provision in the Affordable Care Act that has to do with wellness and preventative services, and in particular some directed at women. There's a section there that deals with contraceptive services. We as a Catholic organization have not historically provided that is not consistent with the beliefs of the Catholic Church. And historically, the government has treated Catholic hospitals just like they would treat, you know, for example, a Catholic church or parish or whatever. The government, though, is now in essence proposing that Catholic hospitals not necessarily be excluded from that provision. There's been a lot of controversy over that, a lot of dialogue that is still going on, and that's the one that has concerned us the most at this point in time.
From seeing portions of the healthcare law at work, is there consensus that if the item is struck down, that Congress should formulate another plan for expanded care?
Well, would certainly hope so. I mean, we've had mixed emotions about the act. I've told others there's good things and bad things about the act. The good thing about the act is that it does open up access to care for many, many individuals who have not been able to get it. I think it's 33 million people is the estimate that will now be able to access coverage that could not. If that provision then goes away, or if they nullify the full act, then you're back to the fact that you've got those 33 million plus there's, I've seen numbers as high as the total numbers out there, maybe over 50 million, who don't have good access to health care. And that concerns us a lot here at St. Francis. We see the results of people not being able to access health care. They don't get checkups the way they need them. They don't get some of the preventative services the way they need them. And then something bad happens, and it's not a good scenario. So we would certainly hope that if the act is repealed, nullified, whatever, that Congress will come back and address this problem. I think in particular, when you look at our community, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but there was a study done recently of metropolitan areas in the United States. I think it was done by the Commonwealth Fund. They looked at 406 communities relative to access to care. Monroe ranked last.
Mr. Bremer, thanks for joining us. We've been talking to Lewis Bremer, CEO of St. Francis Medical Center. You're listening to KEDM Public Radio.